Good morning, Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item, a meeting to consider matters related to indigent services. So with that, take it away.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioner. I bring case number 2024-40 before the board. this person passed away on September 15th. The son was contacted and he gave us a statement that he's disabled and unable to assist with his mother's cremation. Per the investigation, we have from 2011 to 2015, the decedent lived in Ada County, and then from 8/14/2024 until she passed away on 9/15, which is like 29 days, she resided between Ada County and Owyhee County, but she passed away here in Canyon County at the hospital. So with that, I'll stand for questions. Thank you.
Chairman, and this is just a reiteration of the state statute. The state statute says they have to be a resident of the county that's obligated for 30 days, correct?
Under the non-medical statute, yes. And so the indigent non-medical statute also includes payment for indigent burials. And I need to correct the record. She actually passed away in Nampa at an apartment, and the coroner was on scene.
And was it a place of residence for her? And so interpret that. What I heard is she falls a day short.
She spent the last decade in Ada County, and she just happened to probably be couch surfing from her last Ada County resident, which was a homeless shelter. And she technically doesn't fall under the Kenny County statute for being a Kenny County resident.
And Chairman,
so during the 29 days, were there days that she was resident in Owyhee County?
All I have to go off of is the health and welfare listing of her reporting her addresses to health and welfare, and that's correct. She was living in Ada County per health and welfare, and then for about 29 days. It's probably more like 27, but you know, if we count her last reporting to health and welfare, it's about 29 days that she went from Ada County to Owyhee County. And when she passed away, she was actually in a Nampa apartment.
Chairman, did we investigate the son's claim of disability or his resource status at all?
Commissioner, he's reported that he lives in Oregon. He did provide a Oregon ID, and he indicates that he's disabled and only makes $914 a month.
Okay. And Chairman, I would want, just to cut to the chase, to have this presented to either Ada County or Owyhee County first, because we are not the payer of last resort if there's resources, and a resource, in my mind, would be the obligated county, which it sounds like is predominantly Ada County. So if that needs to be a motion, I can make it a motion. Chairman, I move that we deny claim 2024-40 as the decedent does not qualify as a resident of Canyon County.
Okay. And in the reason why I would second this is because it isn't like she left Ada County and she stayed in Canyon County for up to 29 days. During the majority of the 29 days, she was in Owyhee County, which further complicates the 29 days.
Right.
So I would second your motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion Chairman, carries. May I make a comment? And I believe, even though these are difficult cases, what we have tried to do to the best of our ability is to make non-emotional but statute-based decisions that support the work of our indigent services. And we have one of the best teams in that for research and bringing factual information to the board, which I appreciate. That's fair for taxpaying citizens that when there is obligation, they get to foot the bill. So that's what I want to say is I'm supporting the work of our Indigent Services Department. Thank you, Yvonne and Kelly.
I as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Commissioner Van Beek. We bring another cremation application before the board, case number 2024-41. This decedent has three sons. Per the application, they indicate they all work, and two of the sons make $5,000 a month. One of the sons makes $3,000 a month. I did personally interview one of the sons. He indicated he was power of attorney. They did submit statements indicating that the son that makes $3,000 a month has a $2,900 mortgage, and he's not able to assist. The other son indicated he has his own kids and a family to take care of, plus his mortgage and bills. He does not have spare money to come up with the cremation. They also submitted a third son with an unexpected tragedy in the family. They are not able to help. She has no life insurance. She lived in an assisted care facility. She is, she does indicate that that the assisted care facility was in Canyon County, but according to the health and welfare notes, she is recently of Ada County. But we've established Canyon County as the Allegheny County. The significant thing on this application is she has a direct express card where she got her Social Security. She did get about $1,069 in Social Security. However, typically that goes to the share of cost at the assisted living facility, and she gets about $40 a month. The assisted living facility indicated they do not have any monies left. The other significant thing is the sons paid for a viewing, and they also paid for extra death certificates, and they did indicate on one of their statements that they have to come up with the money for the cremation and money to bury their mother. So it appears that they may be willing to fund the burial, most likely next to the deceased spouse, but would like to rely on Kenny County taxpayers to pay for the cremation. And with that, I will stand for questions.
Chairman, while I appreciate I'm wanting to spend discretionary income on other items, I would say, first of all, having worked in lending, that loan to income ratio doesn't make sense to me. And number two, if they were to split this cost between the three of them, $300 for a woman that gave birth and cared for people, that doesn't ring to my heart at all. And again, we're not making emotional decisions, but I would move to decline based on the fact that Canyon County is not a payer of last resort, and there appear to be funds available to bury her from three breadwinners.
I would concur. You don't get multiple death certificates because you aren't following up on other issues. So that tells me what I need to know, that I would be in a position to decline.
Yeah. Chairman, with that information on record, and thank you again to our Indigent Services team, I move that the board declines request for a cremation payment from the taxpayer for case number 2024-41.
Okay, I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioner. That's it for Indigent Services today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate all the work that goes on behind the scenes just to...
Yes, there is a lot.
That conversation. All right. Yeah, let's go ahead and recess for briefly. Thank you.